The Gemara is discussing the name of Rabbi Yehuda that said that there was no shofar for kinei chayva. There was no shofar, no pushka, where you could put the money for the kinei chayva and the kanim will take care of it. I guess everyone would have to buy the birds on their own. And he said that ne'at teruvis. Originally the Gemara thought that ne'at teruvis means that you'll mix up the kinei chayva and the kinei nedava, because Rabbi Yehuda is less like siva. As in a Mishnah indicates, he doesn't rely on Ksiva to tell you which one's the Pai and which one's the Sari. But the Gemara showed that no, Buda does hold of Ksiva. And Buda does rely on Ksiva for the other Shefers. But what is in the Teruvis is? In the Teruvis of Chatish and Mesu Balea, that maybe one of the people that put in the money will die, and you'll know that he's dead. And then, part of the money is going to be a Chatish and Mesu Balea, Apostle of Carbon, and you won't be able to bring anything in the Teruvis. So Mara asks, "V'niver arba zuzim v'nishtu v'mayim v'hanach nishtri." Just take out 4 zuzim, throw it in the water, and the rest, you should be matir. And the Gemara answers, "Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei d'lesley brer." Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the brer. This only works if you hold the age. Brer Rabbi Yehuda is aim brer. That's the Gemara. So the Rishonim ask, the Ritva, the Teis Hashanim, the Teis Rush, how would it work if you have some money from Mechatish Shemesu Balem that's mixed into the other money, and you're just going to say that this money is from Mechatish Shemesu Balem, but it's not. How does that work? And any time you can have it teruvis, let's say you have basa nevela, basa shkuta that are nesarev, you have one piece of nevela that was nesarev with pieces of shkuta, but even that it's not bottle, it's a chatik ruilis kamet, so just take out one and say this is the brerim. What does that mean? And the Mishnah says in Zvachim that, Kala Zvachim that, Nisaya Vechatis HaMeso, or Sharanisko, or a Trefa, Yamusu Kulam, because you don't say Bittul, and even like the Mandem Yeshber, you can't just take out one. How would you know which one to take out? So you have a similar Gemara, though, Masech the Smur, like you have over here, Naflamanam and Aleph. The Gemara there talks about if you have 2 Shutvim, and one of them took 10 sheep, and the other took 9 sheep and a dog. So the din is a halacha called Mechir Kelev. If you exchange a sheep for a dog, so then the sheep becomes Asur Pasul Mizbech. It's called the Mechir Kelev. It's Avi Esnan Zainu Mechir Kelev. Mechir Kelev means any time you get a behema in exchange for a dog, it has an Issa Apsul, an Issa Mizbech called Mechir Kelev. So here, we have 10 sheep. One shutev takes 10 sheep, the other one 9 sheep and a dog. So the 9 sheep that are together with the dog, he's allowed to bring as a carbon. The 10 sheep on the other side, he's not allowed to bring any of them for the carbon. So Gemara asks the same kasha, why don't you just take out one of the sheep from the 10 sheep that were against the dog, and say that one's a mechir kelev, and the rest should be mutter. And the Gemara there says only because the dog was more expensive than the sheep, against the Gemara's teretz. But what was the pshat? And there's a question if that the Gemara meant to rely on Brer. We'll discuss this towards the end. But Taisus asks his kasha. So any Yisamur about to just take out one and say that's the one. How does this work? So Taisus says like this. My Rebbe said a big klal in this din. Something which the issa was clear beforehand. The achakach nesarav beheter, and afterwards it became mixed with heter. Then leisamchinen abreira. Avalhani teruvasim beheter. This the teruvus was originally beheter. Ki isloi mavur kaidim teruvah. The issa wasn't clear, right? You never had a clear mechir kelev that got mixed in with other ones. Enavad you wouldn't have breira. Just like you have an avela gets mixed in shkuta, you have a chadas amesa gets mixed into other chatais. It was clear beforehand. Then avad you can't have breira. But here it wasn't clear. Its original issa came when it was already b'teruvis. L'achat teruvis neilad issa. Then samchinen abrir. Then yisayim mechambrir. And the Ritva brings the same teretz. B'shem v'yeshmer abesein yishatirtzu. And that's what teretz in Tumur's teretz. So what does he mean? What's the skillik he's making if the issa was already mavur before, and then he came into the hatter, and then, in that case, you're not saying mechambrir. But if the issa was originally neilad b'teruvis, then you are saying mechambrir. So it's very interesting that the Chaim V'Siyar in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel and Rabbi Kivega in Yeridei at the end of Siman Tes Zayin, they seem to understand this mamash kipshutai. Their case was, we have a number of animals that were nesar. If you don't know which one is the mother of which one of the animals, you have 10 mothers and 10 children and animals, and the animals, you don't know which mother is which, and then you shechted one of the mothers. There's an issa called Aisiv Espinai. So now you want to shecht one of the children, but you don't know which one is which. It's a safik deraisa. One of them has an issa in it, Aisiv Espinai. So the Chavis Yor and the Bekvega say, according to this thesis is Zayd, that when the Isser is Nela Betruvus, it could be Saymach Abrera. So here, you could just go and decide, this one is the Isser, this one is the one whose mother was Shechted, and I could Shech the rest of them. Since it wasn't Mavur before the Teruvus, the Isser first started with Teruvus, so it works. So that would sound like, Lamashal, if you have a bunch of Karbanis mixed together, you don't know whose Karban is whose, and one of the Bailam dies. So that's not cool. The Chattis, Shemei Subay was got mixed. It was already mixed beforehand. So merely, if you say Mechabrera, just pull out one of them, and you have Brera. But L'chaya, it's very shver, like the Ritva here asks, why should it be that way? L'maisa, one of them is Aser. One very specific one. You're going to pull out any one? What's the difference if the Issa was Nailud B'Taruvis? That doesn't mean that you have any Nevuah or Ruach HaKadosh to pull out the right one. So a lot of Achreinim, the Beis Ephraim, and Yeridei Semenayim, the Tyrus of Kedesh, the Zachan Defayim Gimel, the Ksam Sefer there on the Taisus and Tmura, and also in the Chuvus, Simon Kuf Kuf Aleph, and the Shari Yeshu, Shai Gimel, Perich Aveiz, they hold like this. Now, if there's a specific one, then it doesn't make a difference if it was Hukar the Issa before the Teruvus or after the Teruvus. It's impossible to just decide that that's the Issa. There's no Svarah for that. Taisus is discussing when the Isser is not Mavur. The Isser is not Klar. There's such a thing, and this is L'chayr, the Aleph Beis of the Sugya of Breyer, we'll speak about it in subsequent Shurim as well. There's such a thing called a Chalais which is not Mavur. It's a Chalais, it's Kal, but it's undefined, it's undetermined which one it is. So what Taisus means is like this. When he says the Isser is Mavur before, he means in that case, it's always Mavur, it's always defined, and now you don't know which one it is. So in that case, you can't say Breira. But when it started off in the Teruvus, so often, not always, sometimes it could start off in the Teruvus and also be defined, like the case we said of Eisim Espinai, or the case where Chatayis got mixed together and then one of their owners died. So Avad and I would have the same din. But if the Issa is not Mavur, like here, you have 10 sheep, Kenega, 9 sheep and a dog. Which sheep is Kenega the dog? It's not clear. You never decided which sheep would be Kenega the dog. Any one of these sheep could be Kenega the dog. So it's a Chalais Mechir Kalim, which is Chalim, one of the sheep, and we don't know which one. And like Reb Shimon points out, not that we don't know which one, but there is a one. There is no specific one. It's the Chalais is a Suffolk. The Chalais is Be'etzim, an undetermined Chalais. Taisus Yontif really says it's far there, Masech Tzedumayim Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin. That's what Taisus means. The problem is, what do you do with our sugya? That would be a good svara for that sugya. But the Taisus also uses to answer our sugya. In our sugya, a lot of people put together the mice for the chadus. One of them died. So there's a specific dalad zuzi that belongs to one of the owners. What do you mean you could just take dalad zuzi and throw it into the river? So the Beis Ephraim and the Ksam Sefer both say that there's a sma in Chesh Mishpat, he brings from a Truma Sedeshen. So the Beis Tzadik Beis Ephkan Lamed. That let's say you have two shutfim that put money together, but now the money is the money of the shutfis, and then a hefset happens to part of the money. You don't say that, let's say the muhzik could say, mechates the hefset happened to my money, maybe your money. It's not my money, your money. Once there's shutfim, everything belongs to everyone. So mele here also, when everybody put the money together in the pot, and now this blives one big shutfis and all the money. It's not the pshat that the original money I put in is mine, the original money you put in is yours. That's the halacha. It automatically becomes money of a shutfis, and by money of a shutfis, who owns which money? It's not mavur. It's an undetermined, undefined chalais. Whenever the chalais is undetermined, undefined, throw out for Zuzi, if you hold the Eshbeira, it works. So this thesis would hold a chiddush, that even if you didn't make any asna, you didn't make up a tanai, he's saying a klal. Since the issu was neila b'teruvus, and like they're explaining, the neila b'teruvus means that the chalais is ve'etzim einim avur, you could use Breira to determine what is chalon. And mainly you could take Dalet Zuzi and say this is the mais. And the same thing, you could take a set and say this is keneged the caliph. That's a shita of Taisis in Tumura, and Taisis say that after Chesed Meir is also mashman that way. But the Taisis Shanim and the Taisis Rosh here, they say that the Pshan and the Gemara is a different Pshan. They have a different teretz to the Kasha. They say that when you make, if you were to make a Shefer for the Kinei Chayva, the way to do it and avoid any problems of Chanta Shemei Sublai is by having them be masked in the Yikara. Having everybody, when he's Makdish the Mois, and he puts it into the Shefer, he's saying, you know, this money should be for whatever the Kanim want it to be. So that would also take care of the problem that it's Be'etzim not Mavur. You don't even have to say like this, Ma. According to them, that's good for what they're doing. They're putting it in, and they're saying, whatever the Kanim want to do with this money, whoever the Kanim want the Hekdesh of this money to be, that's what it would be. So Mamela, if they take your money and say, this should be the dead man's money, that was your original intent. So Mamela, that's why there wouldn't be a problem with the Ruvus. The Ritva says similar, the Ritva says it's Ke'ilu Hisna Metchila, that the money should be whatever the Kanim want B'Shas HaKrov, and that's why it works in Breira. So this is the Yesaitis Tikkun Machlekes in Hilchas Breira. Right? Because Vaisei Seteis Yishanim Vateis Virash, the Ritvan, they seem to them on that Yesh Breira works if you say it should work. If you say Derech Mashal, Shnei Lugin Shenasa Lahafrish should be Chuma. So I said which two Lugin I want. The two Lugin Shenasa Lahafrish. Now if you hold Aim Breira, what's going to happen later doesn't affect the Chalais now. So it doesn't work. If you hold Yesh Breira, I said Shnei Lugin Shenasa Lahafrish, whichever two Lugin and Taka are going to be Mafrish, those two Lugin are Taka Truma. But let's say I didn't. Let's say I say Shnei Lugin should be Truma. I'm not saying which ones. You have this Gemara in Kedushin, HaMekadosh Echad Mishtei Achayis. One of these women should be Mekadashis. I'm not saying which one. I want it to be not clear. I want it to be undetermined. So then Breira doesn't work. Because when you made your Chalois Tali on Breira, then it works. But if you didn't make your Chalois Tali on Breira, you don't have a right to be Mavarit. It's a Mestamber de Gazach. That's what the Taisa Rosh and Taisa Shanim and the Ritvahi and Yuma believe. Taisis in Tzmura and Taisis in Saita also hold no. Breira Kitzdam. It's now not Mavur. You have a right to be Mavarit. You made it not Mavur. Now you can be Mavarit. That's the power of Breira. You see, Taisa Mechairis holds like the Rishayim there. And also, so what do you do with the Gemara with the 10 sheep against the 9 sheep and the dog? Why would Breira work if you hold the after Master Metchila there? They weren't Master Metchila. So Taisa Mechairis really asks his Kasha. Taisa Mechairis asks the Kasha, this is his Roshin. Nafnan Hayim Mebeis, the Maskal Liver Chaminai. My oil, any day Ezu Isis Shekinegan a Kalev wasn't enough to choose. You don't know which one's Kinegan Kalev. Vyesh Lemon Shekach Soros Hashas. Shekavin Sheyesh Breira. Sheyesh Ladov Elias Tolly Bedaitoi. The Mistomakach Daitim Etchila Shivu Kinegan a Kalev. That's probably what he wanted originally. That Gufa is his Das. When you do 10 sheep against 9 sheep and a dog, you mean to say, I'm going to choose the sheep that's Kinegan the dog. So he's saying, it blinds. It goes without saying, there was considered to be Asna. You didn't make Asna, it's Kili you made Asna, because that's what you meant. But if you never meant to make Asna, then it doesn't work. So I think Taiz and Mechairis work with Taiz Tishanim and Taiz Rosh and the Ritva over here, that you need Asna. Like the Ritva here says, it's Kili there was Asna, like there's the Masna, Avada, that's what they want. Here also, Avada, that's what you want, that you should have the power to say which sheep goes Kenegah the dog. But if that's not what you want in Mitchila, if the Chalais is not Kebaitiv them, then Breira wouldn't work. See, the Avni Mulun brings this down as the Machlaikis Rishaynim. The Avni Mulun is in Simon Mem Aleph Sifkat and Beis. He brings down the Kasha of the Ridvan Kedushin. The Gemara says like this: if someone's Mekadesh one of two sisters, he goes over to two sisters, and one of you Mekadeshes to me. I'm not saying which one, and they both agree that one of them should be Mekadeshes to him. So the Gemara has a machlekes if it works is a kedushin she'ein misurin lebia, because you can't be bar either one of them because they're both called the safek achaisisha. So for the Ritva, why is the name misurin lebia? If you hold yesh breira, so be mevar one. Why is the name misurin lebia? Be mevar one. So the Ritva there, benigud to what he says here, The Ritva there seems to, even though you had made no indication at all that you intend to be Mavari one, that it should be totally the one that you want later, it still works. The Taisus Rid says it's Teretz. The Taisus Rid says that Breira only works like Shnei Lugin, Shnei Asim Lahafresh. I said clearly that I want the Chalais to be Chal based on what I'm going to want later. So then you say Breira. Here he didn't. He made an indeterminate Chalais that it should remain indeterminate. You can't just determine it. You never said that you will. If you said this Chalais should be determined by a later thing, so when it comes later it's determined, so Lemafreya, that's what the Chalais was Chal on. But if you never said it should be determined, what right do you have to determine it? As El Lechayr, the Ritva holds in Kedushin, like Taisus in Temura, and Taisus in Seita. Not like the Ritva here. And the Taisus Yud in Kedushin holds like the Ritva and the Taisus Rosh and Taisus Shanim here and the Taisus in Mechayris. It only works if you're Masna, or at least it's Ki'ilu you're Masna. Now it's interesting, the Ritva and Yivam is Dachel Gimel also has the same Kasha. And he says for a teretz that prayer only works when you master them, like he says here. So about this topic, the Ritva here assumes you have to master mitchila. The Ritva in Kedushin assumes you don't. The Ritva in Yivamis has to study them about it. He also says other tiritzim, why he's not telling you prayer. First of all, he says maybe the case is that you said it should be totally on something. Let's say you say, I mean, Mekadesh, one of the two of you, which one? I said which one. The one that somebody else would want. And that person then dies. So he was tailored in something which ended up that it didn't work the Tulia. Maybe that's the case in the American Tushin. He also says another Teretz which Avnei Mlum was Mechavin to. That it's true you could be Mevair, but till you're Mevair, it's a Kedushin Shem Mesur and Levia. So if B'shas the Kedushin, when it's indeterminate, it's a Mesur and Levia, so then it's not Chal in the first place. That's B'shat in the Gemara. You have an Eitzah to make it Mesur and Levia, but you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to go and Bepoil and do that Eitzah, and until you do that Eitzah, it's Eim Mesur and Levia. So it's never Chal. Once it's not Chal, so you can't do anything. But Al Koponim, you have this Mechalikis. So the Stipler over here has a Shmakish Tickle. He says like this. He says, when do you say the Svar of Ki'ilu Hisna? L'chaira, right, the Taiz Rin is saying this Svar that if you were never... You never were telling it. You never said it should be telling on something. Braver doesn't work. So has the Taisus Rid learned the case of the 10 sheep against the 9 sheep and the dog? So the only Taisus we have is Taisus Mechayris that says it's Ki'ilu Yom Asna. So why don't you say by Kedushin or says Ki'ilu Yom Asna? First of all, what's Pechal Pshat? Why is it Ki'ilu Yom Asna? You never Masna. And second of all, so why don't you always say Ki'ilu Masna? When's in the game the Machlekes? So Stiple says Gevaldik. He says, if you go and say, I'm making an indeterminate chalak, I mean, Mekadesh, one of the two of you, which one? Not saying. So, there, obviously, you don't want it to be determined. Otherwise, you would say. Let's say you want one, you'd say one. Let's say you want to decide later, so you'll say, I'm Mekadesh, the one on the side later. If you leave it just one of two, so that means that you want it to be indeterminate. If you say, these two of these lugin should be chuma, and you don't say shenei asa lahafresh, that means that you want an indeterminate chuma. So there, braver doesn't work according to these rishayim. But let's say the case where you were machlif 10 sheep for 9 sheep and a dog. So there the pshat is, it's not pshat you wanted to remain at mavur, you couldn't care less. At this point, it's not negeya. So you couldn't care less to be mevarit. But avadi yadas is, in case you needed to be mevarit, you should have the right to be mevarit. If it's clear that you made something which is be'etzim mechefse einu mevarit, and that's what you wanted, and now you're going to go be mevarit, these rishonim hold, you have no mechanism. The other rishonim hold, no, even in that case. So what? Anytime the chalais is einu mevarit, Breyer says, go be mevarit. These rishonim say, no, mechadesa. But if the chalais was einim mavur, because that's what that was your intention, that seemed to be your intention, you could have said it was mavur, you could have said it should be mavur, instead you left it not mavur intentionally, so then you can't change your mind of being mavarit, that's a secret to what you did. But the case where the shifrim split up, I'll take 9 sheep, you take, and a dog, you take 10 sheep, which sheep goes together with the dog? We didn't make it not mavur. He granted it was not mavur. Shariyesha. Shimon also, Mamash says the same svar. It's in Shari Shlishi Perich Aveis. Mamash says the same svar. And that's Eichel and Agavar. When you put the money in the pushka, assuming you want to shit this, so good. You didn't want it to be any mavur. You just, it's not so negeya. We'll take all this money, we'll buy all the birds, we'll be makiv all the birds, and everyone will have a kapar, and who cares which is which? But as soon as it's negeya, which is which? So avada, that's what you want. You don't want it to be any mavur if it's negeya. Mashen Cain, when you made the chalais, and it's avada negeya to be mavur, and you said it shouldn't be mavur, so then you have no right to mavar it later. Steinfeld also talks about, you have the Gemara in Beya, Hameis v'bayis v'loi psachim harbe. The halacha is that when you have a mace in a house, and so the Pesach that you're planning on taking the mace out of, that Pesach's already tummy. And the rest of the psachim atar. In other words, outside of the door, the doorway, that is a din of oil atumah, and the Pesach you're planning on taking out is tummy, the rest atar. The Gemara says like this, the Gemara day a few days, that let's say you decide that you want to take it out of a certain Pesach, so from now on, Mikana Laba, that's the only Pesach that's tummy, all the rest are Torah. But does that work l'mafreya? If Kalim were under those Pesachim before you made that decision, if you hold Yesh Breira, then it works l'mafreya, and all those Kalim are Torah. And if you hold Ein Breira, it only works Mikana Laba. Whatever was there before was tummy, whatever is now put there now is Torah. So the shaila is, here you have an indeterminate chalais, one of these psachim atam, we don't know which one, and you decided this one. So how does that work? You weren't master metchila. So the stipel explains, that's a different thing. There, it's not pshat that you made an indeterminate chalais and now you decided you want it to be determined. That doesn't work according to these rishonim. But here, the chalais gufa was the one you're going to take out. Just you don't know which one you're going to take out. You didn't decide yet. So does deciding later work only mikana laba? Does it work l'mafrei? And that's a machlekes. But that is the din tumah. So mel the stifle tain is there. There's no need for hisna mitchila. I also think that's a pshan in yershin. It says that the Gemara says by Yerusha, achem shechalko they lekuches and they yershin. Did they blind like they had this Yerusha from the beginning? Or did they blind that they had the other Yerusha and they bought it one from another? And the Maritz Taylor and in Breira. I think it's the same thing. There's no Hisna Metchila, but Yerusha means, with Yerusha comes along a mechanism of Chaluka. So Mel, if you hold Yesh Breira, so, Hayyesh, you were supposed to get, Hayyesh, you ended up getting this thing, that's the one you're supposed to get. You have a right to demand your Chaluk, and whichever one ends up your Chaluk, that's yours. If the old Ein Breira, since till now it was indeterminate, we don't say Huvah Davu Mafreya, just Mikana Laba. There's one more Indian, one more thing. We're talking about this Machlokes Rishonim. When you have an indeterminate Chalos, and you didn't make it determinate, it's Be'etzim indeterminate, and you still, Alz Breira, could do it. That's a Machlokes Rishonim, like we said. Taisis and Tmura, Taisis and Seita Dafyat Ches, the Udvan Kedushin, they hold. You made an indeterminate chalais, you could determine an ayin day breira. Taisis shanim, taisis rashi, and vahia, and other taisis didn't hold no. You can't go and only if you said it's totally in something and totally what you want, then you could determine it. It's ki'ilu isnu, that's what we're discussing. You shanim that hold that you could do breira on any indeterminate chalais. Rav Shimon discusses this. Pashas taisis tzmura sounds like he's saying, even if you hold Ein Breira, it would work. You could be Mavar or something which is not Mavur. The Machlekes Yesh Breira and Ein Breira is if it works L'mafreya. But a Breira Mikana L'Abba would work on anything. That's a shayla. Does Taisus mean, Taisus asked that kasha. We have the 10 sheep on one side, the 9 sheep and the dog on the other side. And we say that the 10 sheep are all the problem. The way says, just pick one. And Taisus asked the kasha, what do you mean? It's Breira. How do we know Yesh Breira? And then Taiz asks, even Breira shouldn't help. But Breira could stand naif there, you could just pick one, it's a teruvis. So Taiz says that Teretz, since it was a teruvis mitchilasai, and the Achrayim learned it means that the etzim lechlois wasn't mavur, wasn't like it was mavur and then it was nesarit, the etzim wasn't mavur, so maybe you could be mavarit. The Taisis Yamtif and the Chak Nasan there are Mavur, and they're advised on the Rambam that would work in a field Ein Breira. That would answer a lot of Rambam. Zarusa answered the Rambam by that the Mechal Maisesheni on the Pruta which I take from the Kiss which Rambam holds and works. That Lagami Mikana Laba, that would work even if it's Ein Breira. The Machlekes Ein Breira and Yesh Breira is it Huvin LeMafreya. That's always the Machlekes of Yesh Breira and Ein Breira. But if Yesh Breira holds, you could be Mavara Chalais, it's not Mavur. Yesh Breira holds it could work LeMafreya. Ein Breira holds it could work Mikana Laba. But that's all Machlekes. Rav Shimon Mamish Red Zais this word, this Lumbus. Al Kabanim, that's the Sugya. We have Rabbi Kvega, the Chavis Yoris Pshat, and Taisin Tzmur, Shver Pshat, that any time the Issus Chal B'Teruvus, you could say, Breir is a Pella. What's the Svarah for that? The Chayra, it's clear which one it is. It's Mesuyin. It's, we just don't know. But you have, the Chayra, the great line of Achrayim learned, like we said, the Beis Sefrayim, the Tarsa HaKadosh, Rav Shimon, the Chsam Sefer, that we have a Shaila, when you have a Chalais, it's not Mavur, could you just be Mavarit? Maybe if you're an Ebrei, you could just be Mavarit. That's what the Dvan Kedushin holds, that's what Taisis and Tamura holds. Or no. If it's not Mavur, well, you may not Mavur, period, with the old Yeshbrei and Ebrei. Just if you said that the Chalais should be based on a subsequent beer, so Yeshbrei says, Hubra Dov Mefreya, Ebrei says no. We'll speak about that a little bit more in the next year.